Welcome to the Horse Trailer Post podcast, the show where we cover anything and everything related to the horse trailer industry. I'm your host, Brad Heath, owner and operator of Double D Trailers. With over 25 years of experience in the horse industry, I'm excited to bring you the latest news, tips, and insights into everything equine. Can't wait to share my passion for horses and horse safety with all of you. So saddle up and join me every other week for the Horse Trailer Post podcast.
Welcome to our podcast, guys. Today we're at Loci. It's Loci Robotics. We're in Knoxville, Tennessee. We have a robotic arm printing a mini prototype of a horse trailer. And we have the owners, Jeff Foote and Max Harris. So we're going to just throw some questions out to you guys. Jeff, I'll let you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background, and Max can jump in too.
All right. Thank you. I'm Jeff Foote. I'm the CTO and co-founder of Loci Robotics, along with Max. Been an engineer for a number of years, worked in a few different industries, spent some time in aerospace, academia as an instructor, and then met Max at Local Motors here in Knoxville, 3D printing vehicles. And when we decided to get out of that company, we ended up forming this company, essentially. And I'll let Max tell the rest of that story, but
I'm Max. I come from a polymer physics background. So I went through grad school and both from a physics and a chemical engineering perspective, studied molecular dynamics of polymers, and was very fortunate to meet Jeff and start this company. So we've been in large-scale 3D printing for a long time, and when it came time for us to purchase our own printer, we essentially looked at the options that were available on the market and didn't really like what was out there. We used most of the domestic and some of the international kind of printers and familiar with their operating procedures, and just couldn't find a good valuable solution that we wanted to have. So we started from scratch and built our own system, and we integrated everything that we wanted to have from a user's perspective in this type of machinery. And halfway through that build that we really just designed for us, we figured that if we can't find the printer that we wanted to buy, then other people couldn't either. So we ended up going to market with this machine that we had redesigned that is essentially, in our view, the ultimate solution for large-scale 3D printing.
You said something about molecular. It's above my pay grade. So one of the questions, though, was posed, how does the technology that you guys offer differ from traditional 3D printing methods or even other conventional manufacturing methods, advantages offered with materials, designs, capabilities, things like that?
Sure. The biggest thing for us was the decision to go with a robotic-based system as opposed to a more traditional gantry system. There are a number of advantages to that, but for us, the biggest thing is that you can mount anything you want to the end of the robot. So if you come up with a different model, a new model of extruder, bolt it up, or you don't even have to bolt it up, it automatically attaches and you can test it out. And then if a customer wants to adopt it, it's literally a plug-and-play solution, as opposed to a more traditional gantry system where upgrades are typically major disassembly to be able to implement new technology. And that specifically, implementing new technology, is what we wanted to do, because this industry is changing so rapidly and so quickly that if you want to adopt the newest technology 2 years down the road, you're basically buying a new machine. We don't want to have to do that. So this is something that is a kind of a light-proof system that we can continuously upgrade for our own internal use in our product offerings, and then that allows our customers to make those upgrades as well.
So just so our audience understands this, I think you can see the head behind us with the Loci logo on the side. And you guys have developed it so that the head, this actual printing apparatus, can be changed out and do multiple things, from printing to milling. And you don't even have to touch it. The robot will just roll over, disconnect, hook up to another one, and then go back to work. And that's pretty sweet. Sustainability is becoming increasingly important in our society. How does Loci Robotics promote eco-friendly practices within its manufacturing solutions?
Sustainability is a huge aspect in modern manufacturing. And so traditionally, a lot of plastic specifically ends up in landfills, ends up in the ocean, ends up in the environment where it does not belong. And so recycling polymers is a big kind of movement to clean up the earth, to be more sustainable. And so we specifically chose this type of polymer printing, which is thermoplastics. Thermoplastics are can be essentially melted, shaped, and when they cool down, they retain their shape, kind of like wax, right? When it warms up, you can form it, and then when it cools down, it retains its shape. So this allows us to take thermoplastics and even stuff that we have printed with or from recycling streams and be able to print with material that is ground up, pelletized, and then fed into our process to essentially give either the things that we have printed that are no longer useful to us a new life, or just take essentially commodity waste out of landfills and be able to give those same type of materials a new home in 3D printed objects.
We talked about this earlier off camera. What industries do you primarily target with your equipment, and how do you envision it transforming the way products are developed in those sectors?
The traditional industry for this technology is definitely mold making, composite tooling, and things of that nature. And we do see some interest from that, a lot of interest from that. Secondary to that, in terms of size of interest, is from architectural designers, furniture designers, things, people that are making kind of human interaction items. And they're taking advantage really of the geometric complexity that you can get with printing, as well as the structural stability of the material. So those are our two biggest industries. And the biggest advantage that we get out of both of them really is speed of turnaround. You have an idea and you can implement it in a few days as opposed to a couple of weeks or maybe even a couple of months. And for architects, furniture designers, things of that nature, being able to quickly iterate on a design without having to send it to a shop to be produced lets you come up with a product very quickly. And then as soon as you have that product, same equipment's ready to start producing it. Then you've got the added benefit of the fact that thermoplastics can be made in any color you want. Literally, you can print in any color with ABS, and that also gives you advantages in just in the overall scale of what you can offer. Yeah. So you can literally color match to a customer that wants 100 chairs to be a particular shade of green. You can do that without having to go to a tooling solution. You can do it directly off the same machine that you're doing your prototypes. Really awesome.
I had a customer when we were doing our initial, sort of news announcement. Maybe we can 3D print a horse trailer. A lot of what if questions. What if it breaks? How do you fix it? And I said, well, worst case scenario, we'll just bring it back, grind it up, and print it again. So we could really do that. As founders, what challenges did you guys face when building Loci Robotics, and how did you overcome those? Any challenges?
There are, of course, challenges. Starting a business is always fun, and it's an interesting road. If I had to do it over, I would do it the exact same way. Very happy with the path that we've taken so far, but there's several challenges, especially with new technology. You're not only developing the technology and always being on the front end of the actual development and R&D and kind of getting the products, not just the capability to develop, but also taking those capabilities, transforming them into a product itself, and then being able to take that and show customers how it is useful. 3D printing, especially on the large scale, is not yet well understood by many people. And so, when you say, hey, can you 3D print a horse trailer? That's a huge question, right? Can you? I don't know. Does it work? Well, it's definitely interesting and intriguing, and people want to do so. But it's kind of developing the challenges or the products that you can manufacture with the technology, and being able to offer that technology to be able to produce that at scale, with the features that your customers are looking for. It's interesting. But yeah, it's definitely fun.
What else have you guys done on this sort of sticks out?
Mm-hmm. We've done very diverse things. Anything from kind of aerospace molds that we have 3D printed and machined, all the way to architectural products. One of the larger projects that we did with the University of Tennessee Department of Architecture and Design. We worked with the student design class to 3D print a pavilion. It was a 15-foot diameter structure. The students designed it, sent us the files, we printed it, and then the students put it up on campus. And it's a permanently installed outdoor structure that is at UT's campus right now. All of that within a 2 months time frame. So anything from that to tools and molding to furniture to design, horse trailer prototype. There's a drum set over there, musical instruments.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Yeah. So speaking of projects, so, you know, I'm not even sure how I met you guys, but it was an introduction from another print company manufacturer, I think. Ingersoll. That's right. Jason. Yep. Jason said, hey, reach out to these guys. They can probably, you know, do something for the application of what, you know, we're wanting to do. So we've been really excited to work with you guys. We appreciate you, you know, taking the time and just trying to see if this is something that can be done, or, you know, is it feasible? And so far we're seeing a lot of positives. So we'll just keep swinging and see how it goes. And in closing, I'll let one of you guys, so how should customers contact you, through your website or your telephone?
Sure. The easiest way is just our website, which is loci, L-O-C-I, robotics.com. There's a contact form there. That's the easiest way. And we typically get right back to everybody that sends out a request there.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Max. Thanks for being on our podcast. We appreciate it.
Thank you.